What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vice President Kamala Harris sat down for her first interview since President Biden bowed out of the race and tapped her as his successor. She was joined by her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, last night. CBS's Scott McFarland joining us live this morning. And Scott, what is the takeaway?
This is a must do for a presidential candidate. You do have to do the sit down interview and answer the questions that are provided to you and your running mate. Seems to have been no damage incurred by Vice President Harris. She ably handled some of the questions about what are you going to do on your first day? What do you make of Donald Trump questioning your race? What is with your policy positions versus where they were in 2019? This was a very strong acquittal on a first interview by Vice President Harris, and it takes away this criticism that's been lobbed at her from Republicans and Donald Trump that she declines to do interviews. There it is. She just did one.
Well, kind of takes away, right? Because she was not alone, wasn't one-on-one, had her running mate with her, and only won so far. Do you think the real moment that's going to happen, that some of the criticism comes away, is a little over a week from now at that debate?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I mean, there is a tradition of launching as a ticket for a sit-down interview side by side. You know, you'd see interviews with Donald Trump next to Mike Pence. You'd see interviews with candidates side by side with their running mates in the past. So that's a bit of a tradition. This won't stop calls for her to do more media availabilities, answer more questions, talk more about her agenda, her policies. But all of this is a prelude to September 10th. I mean, the presidential debate that's on the calendar for ABC News for a week from Tuesday has a uniqueness to it in our lifetimes. Never seen a ticket change between the first debate and second debate. Audience will be massive. Stakes will be high. But there's a counterpoint I think is worth emphasizing here. Is anybody willing to change their minds either way on Donald Trump? Anybody flexible on their thoughts on Donald Trump at this moment in time? Are there people who have yet to make up their minds on him? And I think when you enter the debate on September 10th, you have to be mindful of that this may be a debate in which Kamala Harris has to speak more about herself than try to change minds, the impervious minds on Donald Trump.
Is everything ironed out for that debate? I mean, do we have all the ground rules? It seems like we've been going back and forth for a long time.
Oh, this feels more like art than science right now. It's still going back and forth on the microphone issue. The agreements were that microphones would be off before the ticket change. Then there was an openness, a potential flexibility to having the mics constantly on. And now it's open to interpretation where those rules sit today. This should get ironed out by September 10th, but there's no indication either side is ready to bail on this debate in a 50-50 race. Where every poll indicates this thing is a coin flip. Both sides need this debate. Feels like it's inevitable.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the time. Thank you. Scott McFarland joining us live this morning.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.